For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. A national bus tour that is expected to make stops in 25 states over a period of 100 days arrived in downtown Little Rock Thursday. Participants in the No More Names National Drive to Reduce Gun Violence say the event is just one of many efforts to urge local and national leaders to support common sense gun policies. Rally organizers are supported by Mayors Against Illegal Guns, a group that released polling results back in March that showed 84% of Arkansans favor mandatory background checks for all gun buyers.
I've always been an advocate of keeping a control on who we should allow to have rights to firearms.
Reverend Elliot Blocker is from Elaine, Arkansas, but he has been living in the greater Little Rock area for over 20 years.
My daughter was a victim January 30th of this year. She was shot in a drive-by shooting, and her friend lost her life in the process of it.
Blocker says bullets do not discriminate, and anyone can be hurt by senseless violence.
My daughter had to see her friend die. We had to do a lot of counseling with her, and physically she's healed, but emotionally she still deals with the loss of her friend.
Blocker admits easy access to guns only increases the crime rate. He says politicians need to know the community's concerns because officials will only change the way they vote after they face public pressure. Those sentiments were shared by Bill Branham, a West Virginia native who has lived in Arkansas for over 40 years.
I'm an avid target shooter. I shoot 2 to 3 times a week, and I also own quite a few firearms. In fact, I own AR rifles, but they're all target rifles because that's all I do is target shooting.
Though he uses guns, Branham says he supports limiting gun magazines to 5 or 10 rounds, and there should no longer be 30-round magazines.
This has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not under threat by enhanced background checks or limiting the size of magazines. I don't fear the government coming to take away my firearms. I just think that's the red herring.
Branham also said tragedy in his own family underscores the need for enhanced background checks and other sensible gun reforms.
My daughter was killed by a gun in December of 2007 by an estranged husband who wanted to get all of the property instead of just half of the property that they had amassed.
Bill Branham says he hopes this rally and others across the country will be the first step in reducing gun crime. According to the Mayors Against Illegal Guns group, every day, 33 Americans are murdered with guns in the United States. In Little Rock, I'm Malcolm Glover.